2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. It's 4:30 at KSL. I'm Maria Shalaya, sitting in today for Jeff Kaplan. Sunshine in downtown Salt Lake City and 54 degrees. KSL's top story this hour. The U.S. Supreme Court seemed ready today to make changes to abortion in America as it considered a Mississippi law that bans abortions after 15 weeks. ABC's Aaron Katursky begins our team coverage.
Justice Alito and the court's conservative majority questioned the precedent that states cannot ban abortion before 24 weeks of pregnancy.
Viability is dependent on medical technology and medical practice. It has changed. It may continue to change.
Justice Sotomayor and the court's liberals question the legitimacy of overturning a 50-year-old precedent just because the composition of the court has changed.
If people actually believe that it's all political, how will we survive?
A decision is expected by the end of June. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Utah has a law that would outright ban abortions if Roe v. Wade gets overturned. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz continues our team coverage.
The so-called trigger law was passed last year. It says that if the Supreme Court decides there's no constitutional right to an abortion, giving states the right to regulate them, then Utah's outright ban takes effect. It does make them legal, though, in cases like rape and incest. But the associate dean of BYU's law school, Justin Colling, says the Supreme Court could easily uphold Mississippi's law without triggering Utah's outright ban.
The Supreme Court could simply say that a law that prohibits abortion after 15 weeks of pregnancy doesn't impose an undue burden on the pregnant woman.
Utah has a separate law banning abortions after 18 weeks, which would presumably stand if the Supreme Court upholds Mississippi's. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Our top national stories from ABC News. It appears the U.S. government is headed to another shutdown this week. ABC's Andy Field has how one senator, Mike Lee, is trying to block the federal vaccine mandate.
Conservative Republicans led by Senator Mike Lee saying he's not against vaccinations, just the government forcing people to get them. He's blocking a bill that would keep the government open past Friday. Senator Chuck Schumer's not happy.
I hope they see the light quickly and not cause a needless Republican government shutdown.
But without an agreement in 48 hours, that shutdown will happen. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
President Biden today discussed the country's supply chain issues, saying his administration has taken measures to assure that shelves are full for holiday shopping. The president adding some GOP lawmakers have not been much help to ease the backlog.
It's always easier to complain about a problem than to try to fix it. One Republican senator even said that rising prices were, quote, a gold mine, end of quote, for Republicans politically. Imagine rooting for a higher cost for American families just to score a few political points.
The president adds household incomes and the economy as a whole are stronger than they were pre-pandemic. Workers are quitting in droves in Utah and other western states. KSL News Radio's Jacob Breda has details.
Utah is one of the top five states in the country where workers are quitting their jobs. A Wall Street Journal article from November reports that 38% of workers in the state had quit their jobs. The arts and entertainment industry saw the largest number of workers who quit in Utah and other states, including Nevada and Colorado. Other industries who saw a large number of workers quitting included government, both state and local, education, and manufacturing of non-durable goods, among other services. According to the journal, the state with the highest number of workers quitting was Hawaii at 116%. Jacob Rueda, KSL News Radio.
Mental health officials say that there is a severe shortage of workers at the Utah State Hospital. This is where the most serious cases of mental health issues are treated. Administrators say it's getting tougher to keep the facility running well. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson reports.
For a brief time at the beginning of the pandemic, the Utah State Hospital was able to hire more employees because so many workers were worried about losing their jobs in other businesses. However, officials say within 3 to 6 months, they started losing their workforce. Superintendent Dallas Earnshaw says they've lost roughly 20% of their staff during the pandemic, mostly in entry-level jobs.
Officials say their beds were always full even before the pandemic. KSL News Time 434. Colder weather means deer are moving down to lower elevations looking for food, and right behind them are cougars and bears. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly reports on what to do if you see the wildlife.
It's only when animals come into urban areas at lower elevations that the Division of Wildlife Resources becomes concerned. They say seeing deer graze in your backyard or a cougar show up once on your doorbell camera doesn't need to be reported. But if the same cougar shows up more than once, or you see aggressive moose or bears, it's time to call.
The DWR says you should also notify them if you see dead deer in yards or on the street. Utah really loves showing off its love for Christmas. A recent survey from Musement found Utah comes in right behind California, is the state who loves Christmas the most. The survey found our state searches for mistletoe and Christmas movies more than any other state. If only all the Christmas movies could be attributed to the cold weather. KSL News Time 435.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.